New York's most connected talk radio host.
Mark Simone.
Mark Simone.
On WOR.
Well, lots to get to this hour. Can Lee Zeldin win the governor's race? Will Kathy Hochul debate? What's the date today? It's already September 30th. She should have already agreed to that. Well, we'll talk to Lee Zeldin a little later this hour. If Republicans win, and I guess that'll be the end of Hochul, but the House GOP members, I'm talking about in New York State, already talking about an investigation into Hochul. She appears to be an extremely corrupt woman. The stadium deal really stunk, but this latest deal where she rewards a donor with a contract, a massive contract that they're not even qualified to have, and all this kind of stuff needs to be examined. Well, we'll get to it. Well, Lee Zeldin will be with us later. We'll talk about it then. Her new nickname is, remind me to tell him that, Cuomo's Revenge. That's Hochul's nickname. Cuomo's Revenge. Hey, Joe Bartlett, yesterday we were talking about Andrew Cuomo announced his new podcast.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know how many people wrote to me and asked me where can they hear the podcast?
Let me guess. None.
Yeah, no, but who the hell's going to buy it? Nobody wants to hear this. Nobody wants. He looked good on television. He had a good look about him in the middle of the pandemic. You know, he's a good-looking guy, and everything worked for him. The stern, nasty, tough look. That's what you wanted to see in a pandemic. And you remember, it wasn't just him in front of a curtain. They had to make it look important. So the briefings were always in that big, ornate room with the mahogany and the wood and all the stuff behind him, and they had a table with 17 people. Nobody ever spoke. It looked important because there were so many people. And the table, it was like a U-shaped table. It went this way. It went that way. It had a blue cloth over it. So it just looked so important. A podcast is just him and his voice. You remember what he sounded like? Hello. This is my new podcast. Remember yesterday where he, let me see if I can find that. I mean, tell me if this makes you...
missing something without the visual, I think.
Yeah, visually, he would be better if it was just visual, but listen to this.
Hello, it's good to be with you. I hope you had a good summer, and we have a lot to talk about to catch up. After working 24/7 in public service for many years, I've recently spent time engaging in something called life.
Oh, does he really sound like he was sitting around... hoping you had a good summer. This was of concern to him.
Yeah, sure he wanted that, yeah.
So Rob Astorino, there's nobody better on the subject of Cuomo than Rob Astorino. And earlier on the morning show, he, you know, you always heard about Cuomo makes these phone calls where he bullies everybody, he threatens everybody. He'd call up everybody and just threaten them. So Astorino, he reenacted, this is exactly... This is Rob Astorino showing you exactly what a Cuomo phone call would sound like.
Rob, how are you? How you doing? You know, this bridge we could build together, it'll be wonderful. You'll get the credit, too. But if you don't go for it, you're going to get a beep, and I'm going to make sure beep that I beep, beep, beep.
Hello, it's good to be with you. I hope you had a good summer, and we have a lot to talk about to catch up.
Yeah, he did that to everybody. He threatened everybody. Sometimes I'd say something, I'd get one of those phone calls, but that's why he had nobody came to his defense anywhere. So this podcast going absolutely no place, no place. You will never... how many episodes do you think he'll... You have to... A guy like that, he can't talk for a whole... Well, actually, he probably could, but you're not... You need a guest. Who's going to come on?
Well, I'm sure somebody...
Who?
Owes him a favor.
I don't think so. He's not in power anymore. My guest today is Melissa DeRosa. Even she's not coming on anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Even she's running around attacking him. You know the Ed Sheeran song.
Darling, I will be loving you.
Big Ed Sheeran hit. But, listen to this again.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70.
The family of Marvin Gaye says he stole Marvin Gaye's famous song.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long.
Well, know.
Darling, I
will.
No?
I don't hear it.
You don't?
No. I mean, they're both kind of slow.
Okay, the sound is similar, and the arrangement, the instrumentation is similar, but you cannot copyright an arrangement. You can steal all the instrumental stuff. You can steal all that. That's not copyrightable. But wouldn't Marvin Gaye be arrested today for this kind of song? Let's get it on. You can't talk like that to a woman. I've been really trying. He'd be like Andrew Cuomo. He'd be run out of office. That's a real Cuomo. Hello, let's get it on. But the judge ruled it's close enough that they can proceed in court. Ed Sheeran will have to go into court and defend himself on this. This has happened before. My Sweet Lord, He's So Fine. There have been a few of these. What's the other one?
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. You know, there's only so many ways you can make music.
Yeah, and it does happen. But I think George Harrison, you had to pay some money. That's all it is. You got to pay some money to them. And there are times where it's happened. I think it happened to McCartney or a couple, because some brilliant songwriters who had no reason on earth to steal anything, where they just said, you know what? I didn't realize it. It was Billy Joel said it once. I can't remember the song. He came into the studio and played this new song, and the band said, wait a minute. It was some famous hit record. He goes, oh, you're right. He said, he just didn't realize it. It can happen. So he changed it. So Trevor Noah is leaving. He explained to the audience.
It has been 7 years since we started The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Yeah,
this week is our... I know, you're actually saying to yourself, this is boring, I don't want to hear this clip. Just 3 seconds, I don't want to hear this guy. So imagine him trying to do a whole show. It was really... he was the worst. But it's like this Joy Reid on MSNBC, this racist, homophobic woman. You know, if you attack, say awful things about Trump, people will watch you. They get all excited watching that sort of stuff. So, have you been reading about Anthony Bourdain?
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
Well, but who would be surprised by this? Look at the guy. I mean, he looked like he just came out of a crack den. Look at the guy.
Well, he was kind of disheveled, but it was his look.
Disheveled? Look, he looked like he came from Breaking Bad or some one of those shit. He looked all... And you ever watch a food show?
But look at where he was eating. He wasn't eating at Le Cirque.
No, but I know. Watch Gordon Ramsay's food show. You know, here I am going to... Here's the best fish and chips in London. Here's the best hot dog in New York. This guy's eating a rattlesnake in Tibet or something. You could tell the guy was a nut job. He looked like a complete... I mean, poor guy. He killed himself, but... He looked like he was spiraling out of control. And you think CNN cared? They didn't. Here's the money. Go to Tibet. Go eat in Mongolia. You ever watch, the worst chef on TV, Jeff Zakarian? You ever watch him?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you don't think I think he's just the worst chef. He's an annoying guy in real life, but the worst videos. Watch Jacques Pepin. He's the cutest. You ever see his video, How to Make an Omelette?
I love Jacques Pepin. I watch all of his videos.
He is the best. Watch him make an omelet. Go just type Jacques Pepin French omelet. He goes, you do this, and then you turn it over, and then you blah, blah, blah. And 3 minutes, you know how to make an omelet. Watch the Jeff Zakarian omelet video. It's 42 minutes. It takes him 7 minutes to explain how to break the egg. I mean, it just takes forever. He's got this annoying voice. He over-explains everything. And watch his hands. Watch Jacques Pepin. When he's cooking, his hands are so made, boom, 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 and he's like, it comes out looking at a perfect everything. And you realize that's like 40 years of experience. Watch Jeff Zakarian. He can't pour anything straight. He can't mix anything right. His hands are awkward, klutzy. He looks good. That's about it. Yeah, Jacques Pepin has a new book out. You ever watch his Facebook every day? He has a new cooking video. You look at those every day?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
He's my favorite. It's all in a house in Connecticut, somewhere in Connecticut, where he's cooking. I think it's Weston or someplace where he's got all those pots and pans. You ever watch, ever go to somebody's house and they show you their Sub-Zero refrigerator that was $8,000 and they have a $6,000 set of pans and they have 42 different kitchen gadgets? Mm-hmm. Watch a real chef like Jacques Pepin. He's got a Frigidaire refrigerator, one pan, that little knife he's been using for 40 years.
No, you're right. I mean, his surroundings are very modest.
Yeah, that's every chef in the world. No chef has a Sub-Zero refrigerator. No chef has those copper pans. They go to a kitchen supply place where the pans are like $3. I used to do a cooking shows with all these guys, Jacques Pepin and all this. I used to ask them that. They said, you don't need any of that. And you know, when you do it on TV, the cooking demonstration, it's usually like a hot plate or a little Sterno burner thing.
Yeah.
And I always said, this is okay with you? Yeah, it's fine. All that matters is what temperature it is. Doesn't matter what kind of oven it is. Doesn't do anything. And every great chef, they got one knife and a pair of tongs. That's all they need. Every housewife has 72 gadgets hanging on the wall. These guys, towel over the shoulder, tongs, knife. That's it. They got one knife they've been using for 50 years. So now the latest on the hurricane is... landfall today, South Carolina, and then what do we think is next after South Carolina? I know we're getting some rain on Saturday here.
Yeah, well, it kind of dissipates, and it just creates a whole lot of moisture up in the Northeast, and that's what's going to cause the rain on Saturday.
Yeah, this is the kind of hurricane that we don't want to see anybody hurt in this, but if you're going to have a hurricane, Florida, and then go to South Carolina and die, don't come up here. That's the good news. Now, what's the latest in Florida? 3 million without power? The death toll is awful.
Well, they say the death toll is awful, but officially it's only like 12 or 19, but everybody's saying it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, we don't know the death toll. Nothing's been confirmed. Yeah. The problem is you have to search for people.
First responders are doing targeted searches, just going home by home, checking to see if people are okay, and then responding to specific reports if they're missing loved ones.
Now, for those of you that think DeSantis should be the candidate, not Trump, it'll be Trump. He'll be the candidate. DeSantis would be a great candidate in about 10 years. I know people get mad when I pick on DeSantis. Let me just point out, once again, DeSantis is the greatest, most brilliant governor in America. Maybe the greatest governor we've ever seen. But he's got some problems as a candidate for president. One, he's got a lot of enemies behind the scenes. He's a rough guy in real life. So he's made a lot of enemies in the Republican world, the Republican Party. That's one problem. The other problem is not a great speaker, and he stinks in debates. If you go watch his debate when he ran last time for mayor, he's up against a guy who's a criminal getting investigated, and he had trouble beating that guy. Not a great speaker. Listen again, and this is a dramatic situation where he could really shine. The way he talks, it's too, I don't know, like a bad substitute teacher.
To see a house just sitting... in the middle of Estero Bay, literally was have gotten picked up, flown because of the massive wind speed and the storm surge, and deposited in a body of water.
Joe Bartlett, if a guy sent you that as an audition for a talk show host, would you hire him?
Well, I thought he was a little low-key, given the enormity of the situation, but I thought he was just trying to calm the fears of people.
Well, low-key is one thing, but the delivery, the inflection, it's not
there was
great.
Cars floating in the middle of the water. Some of the homes were total losses.
It doesn't work very well in debate, so he's got to fix that. He can fix that. You know, Mario Cuomo was a horrible speaker when he was Secretary of State and Lieutenant Governor. He transformed himself. Within 2 years, he became the greatest orator. Bill Clinton was the world's worst speaker. He made a speech at the 88 convention that was so laughed at. It was the worst speech ever made at a convention. 4 years later, he was the greatest speaker in America. So you can fix that. DeSantis has time. He's got to fix that. He's going to need some coaching and all of that. So, Facebook, by the way, good news is they're dying. I think this is karma. Remember, it was Zuckerberg who tampered with the election in 2020. He put in $500 million, targeted 80,000 voters in certain counties to alter the election. It's perfectly legal. And the insiders all say they did steal the election, but they found a legal way to do it. So Zuckerberg, that's a lot of money for one guy to put in, $500 million to pull that off. But ever since then, Facebook has been dying. It might be karma. They're in a death spiral. They're losing people. Facebook users are fleeing like crazy. A lot moved to Instagram, which is good because Facebook owns it, but many moved to TikTok, which is a Chinese spy app. That's good. Zuckerberg keeps pointing to the metaverse, saying this is where they'll recover. They'll be the kings of the metaverse. I don't know if that metaverse means much of anything. iHeart has already establish itself in the metaverse. Probably the best thing in the metaverse. But who knows? It could turn out to be the future. It could turn out to be Google Glasses and it just bombs. Who knows? Hey, we'll talk to Lee Zeldin. He'll be with us in a couple minutes. Check out the webpage. So you got the stupidest, most demented president ever, and you got a vice president who's a bumbling idiot. Watch this video of her screwing up this week, and then watch, there's a very funny video with it of some hysterical reaction to it. Also, watch this one. Here's an oldie from Joe Biden. I forgot about this one. He was vice president at the time. Watch back then. He asked the dead woman, where is she? Where are you? Well, watch this. There's a guy, a senator in a wheelchair, and in front of the crowd, he's, stand up, take a bow. Watch how bad this is. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.